Good afternoon, beloved. So today is May 28th. It's my oldest daughter's birthday. So I've got to start out our little video with happy birthday to Grace Bell Chimbars. I'm so grateful that God put you in our family, in our arms, 6 years ago on May 28th. So I want to start out by saying happy birthday to my daughter. And what I'm going to talk about over the next few minutes has to do with everything with Grace. And so I'm going to tell you a little story, and then I'm going to tell you some scripture. And I believe that God is going to unlock, and He's going to show some of you something that you've needed to see for the last couple of weeks, maybe the last couple of months, maybe the last couple of years. So before I get too far ahead of myself, I just want to tell you a little story. So Grace had this dollhouse that her mammy purchased for her. And this probably happened 7 to 8 days ago. And every morning, Grace would wake up and she'd say, "Daddy, Daddy, Daddy, have you put together my dollhouse yet?" And I said, "No, honey. It'll get put together when it gets put together." But literally every morning for the last 6, 7 days, she says, "Daddy, when are you going to put together my dollhouse?" And so this morning I woke up and I'm like, I didn't put together her dollhouse. And so I had to go over this morning before I started my day, and I went and put it together. And while I'm putting this dollhouse together and you know, making sure it's complete, I just hear the Lord, the Holy Spirit, speak to me. And I want to share what He shared with me. We get caught up in asking for things from our Father, from God. And we ask for them, and when they don't match our timeline and our time frame, we quickly begin doubting, and we quickly begin wondering if God even cares or even loves us. And that's one thing that I began seeing with Grace as throughout this week, and as she was asking me, she said, "Daddy, when are you going to put it together?" Little did she know that I was going to complete it, but I was going to complete it on the timeline of my own timeline versus when she wanted it done. And so as I was putting that together this morning, I heard Holy Spirit say, "You know, Cody, you've been praying for things. There have been people that have been praying for things that have been wanting God to move on their behalf and to do things that match up with the will of God and match up with the Word of God, but God hasn't moved on it yet." And then because they haven't moved, because they want it in their timeline, their time frame to fit their lives versus waiting for God to do it on His timeline. Now, I could have put that Barbie house together at any point over the last 6 or 7 days. But I know that God needed to get to my heart. He needed me to hear what He told me today so I can be rest assured in the promises of God. When we come to Him, when we trust His word, when we believe and we pray and we ask, we have to stand on the word of God that says, "I don't care what the world tells me. I don't care what the enemy whispers to me and says he doesn't love me because this hasn't come to fruition. I'm here to tell you that it's on His timeline. It's His time frame." 2 Peter 3 says that a day is like 1,000 years to the Lord, and 1,000 years is like a day. So if we have that mindset, and if we can wrap our minds around the fact that He is a good God, that He is a good Father, that He will give us every good and perfect gift from above, but we have to trust Him. We have to trust Him. We have to be like Grace, and we have to say, "Daddy, when are you going to put together this present? When are you going to do it?" You continue. You don't stop. You don't stop when it doesn't come to fruition after you pray one day, or you pray 1 hour, or you pray 1 month, or you pray 1 year. You continue to press in and say, "Father, when are you going to do? When are you going to give what you promised me? You said you would put this Barbie house together, Daddy. When are you going to do it?" We've got to rely. We've got to trust in our Heavenly Father and know that He has everything already worked out for us ahead of time. And the beautiful part was, as she asked me again today, she says, "Daddy, today is my birthday. Are you going to be able to get my Barbie house done?" And I said, "It's already done." And the excitement and the glee that took over her was incredible. And the Holy Spirit showed me, He says, "Cody, this is what it's like. This is what it's like when we persevere in prayer, when we continue to push in and we continue to believe God and we continue to pour out our faith to be filled up and to walk in the things of God and to walk in faith and say, 'God, you will provide this. You told me, you promised this in your word.' It's when we get to celebrate and say, 'Daddy, you came through. You did what you said you were going to do.' And then you get to celebrate. And then you get to rejoice and say, 'Listen, this is what God is like. This is what God is like when you pray, when you push in, and when you continue to ask Him, He will come through because it matches up and it meets His word.'" So I just had to share that. I had to share that this afternoon with you. So trust in Him. You may be in a season where you've been called to ministry, but you're in a season where you're like, "God, I'm ready. I'm ready to be used. Where are you?" You may be holding on for a prayer for a job or a financial increase, or you may have a family member that's been so distant and so far from God that you say, "God, are you even there?" Beloved, He is there. He is closer than a brother. He is omnipresent. He is always there. He always hears our needs. But just because it doesn't match our timeline doesn't mean that He doesn't care or doesn't love us. So walk in victory. Walk in triumph today. Know that He's heard your prayer. Know that you continue to go. You continue to wear Him out. There's a scripture that Jesus talked about, this old lady that was in front of this unjust judge, and this old lady had wrong done to her, and she continued to go to the judge and said, "But judge, hear me, judge, this isn't fair." And eventually the unjust judge ruled in her favor because she continued to go after Him. Continue to go after Him, beloved. Continue to press in with your prayers. Continue to wear Him out with your prayers. He loves you. He's listening. He is there. Amen. Amen. I love you guys. Feel free to share this if this blessed you. And I'll be back the next time the Lord gives me a word for you guys. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you soon.